shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
So if you continue the drill oil and go in that direction.
KMBZ and WDAF-FM were required under federal law.
For the first time in all my years of service to our great nation and at great peril.
I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you?
Penis.
That's just stuff on stupid.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where unlike any other talk radio show in the history of the medium, we take you behind and through the looking glass. It's a talk radio show that all the other guys listen to, and we're here, like I say, every night till 1 out here at the El Pacifico. Our website is philhendryshow.com. That is an absolute must companion piece to our radio show. Go to our website, get a backstage pass, watch our live streaming audio, watch our live streaming video, and listen to our live streaming audio. You can check in with our show logs, listen to the archives. We've got a brand new website design and a brand new news feed that we feature on our website as well. And we've got some other goodies coming up. But you may have an affiliate in your town. That doesn't mean that you're getting all that the Phil Hendry Show has to offer. In fact, we are now starting a sixth-day video cast on Saturdays. We will present a one-hour video cast at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So you're getting 5 days of the video and audio, and on Saturday you'll get a sixth video and audio cast on our website, philhendryshow.com. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get Dr. Ron Tarner on the line with us here in just a second to talk about the recent numbers here on President Obama, how people are handling and feeling and loving on his presidency. And the thing, it just doesn't look that good for the president. But you know what? It doesn't, in my opinion, make that much of a difference. Presidents are presidents because they lead, not necessarily because they're taking phone messages, you know. It's not because they're sitting by the phone waiting for us, the voters, to phone in and say, here's what you should do today, Mr. President. But that's just my opinion. Dr. Ron Tarner joins us. He is an astronomer as well as an astrophysicist and is on faculty there at State University in Colorado. He works at the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado, and he joins us online from our on our newsmaker line tonight to talk about this. And in the middle of everything else that you're doing, Dr. Tarner, you're a Tea Party guy, huh?
Well, I don't know, Phil, if I would go so far as to call myself a Tea Party guy. I'm a conservative voter, and I do have a lot in common with anyone who feels that government is out of control. And I have a lot in common with the overwhelming majority of the American people who feel that President Obama should not be reelected in 2012, that President Obama is not doing a good job, that his health care plan is a mistake, and that the Democrats as well in the Congress of the United States. If I could, Phil, I've got some numbers for you, and I'd like to point these out to you.
All right, I'd like to hear those, and I want to get into some of your reasons for why you think that way, and maybe you can listen to some of mine.
I'd be more than happy to, but let's start out, Phil, because I would love to hear what you have to say. I'm willing to hear any reasonable person when it comes to our country and the future of our country. I'm willing to hear any reasonable person. Listen to these numbers, though, that came out today on health care. Only the approval rating was only a 46% to 48%. That was a disapproval of the health care plan, and that was the average from a Real Clear Politics. The Gallup poll shows only a 42% approval, 50% disapproval. If you go down to USA Today, there is a 47% approval, 50% disapproval. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. CNN, the Washington Post, the American people, when you look at this, Phil, have universally directed this.
Let me ask you, why a scientist such as yourself, a man who is involved in such really very esoteric, not esoteric, but for the average person like me, pretty esoteric kinds of study. Why would you go out front on things like this politically?
Well, I think that science needs to, quite frankly, Phil, exert itself a little bit more politically. I don't say that as a means to say that science needs to dictate in terms of an agenda for the scientific community. I just mean that we need to let people know that we're people too. We're members of a community too. We're interested politically as well. Here is a poll, and this was the question that you were asking me earlier, Phil. Obama's job approval rating, job approval rating.
But before you get to that, I just to finish your thought.
Certainly,
you're saying, and I think it's a refreshing thing. I wish more professions. We hear from doctors. We hear from, you know, it's interesting who we hear from. Every election cycle, it seems like we're hearing from doctors, and it seems like we're hearing from the big oil. But I love to hear from all of the different professions, whether they're scientists, school teachers, what have you. And it doesn't necessarily mean in terms of big lobbying money.
Well, that is true, Phil. And in terms of lobbying, we had a fascinating poll that was commissioned, I think, about 3 weeks ago on lobbying money and the kind of money that is used to influence politically. The American people are so down on lobbyists. The poll that was released, if I could just give me that, I've got my assistant here, 57%, and it went as high as 63% of all Americans feel that lobbying needs to be eliminated from Washington.
That's pretty significant. But that's what I agree, you know.
Well, and we all agree that the special interests have way too much influence.
But like I said, with scientists, you know.
With science, but I wanted to mention to you the Obama poll numbers here, if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
Obama, this is his job approval, and these are people who said, should Obama be reelected? 51% said no. 41% said yes. That's the real clear politic average. Now, it gets even worse. 54% don't think he should be reelected. 42% think he should. 50% against. 47%. Washington Post, 50-46. When you compare that to the congressional numbers, and the congressional numbers are not good at all, what kind of job approval from the Congress? Their job approval rating is 48% in some instances. Here's one that's 24% job approval rating, 14%, 18%, disapproval, 76%. You see how the president, and the other poll that I wanted to point out.
All right, if I could just interrupt you here for a minute, Ron, because we've got all the poll numbers, but I wanted to discuss with you getting into the conservative movement. The elections that are going to be coming up this year, the midterms, the possibility that the Democrats would lose seats, the possibility that the Republicans will gain a little bit more of a foothold, maybe a little more of a base in the Congress. So I think these things are important.
Well, let me tell you something about that, because if you look here at the USA Today poll, in terms of the desirability of the Democrats retaining power, you're looking at, and this is a big number, 65% don't want the Democrats retaining power in the Congress of the United States. That's a significant number. I'm looking here at Bloomberg, which has a 38%.
All right, Ron, hold on for a minute, man, because you're giving me a lot of numbers here, you know.
I don't want to overwhelm you, Phil.
No, I've got a whole lot of numbers, all of them bad for Obama, right?
All of them bad for Obama. All of them bad for Obama. Fox News, which I realize that no one thinks Fox News is objective, but Fox News, a 35% approval rating let me see what this is. This is the Obama job approval, 35%. And while that is the lowest, that also is in keeping with Bloomberg.
Well, all right. So what we have are a lot of poll numbers, and it all is bad. But what I'm saying is, now that we have these poll numbers, let's talk about the American people and how they feel about things and what has prompted them to feel this way, you know?
Well, if you look at the numbers, you'll see the American people, what's prompted them to feel this way is they don't think Congress is doing a good job. I looked at the numbers on the congressional approval, and you're looking at 18%. you know.
No, I know. You've given me the numbers, but the question is, why don't they feel the Congress? Why is not, you know, what are the specifics on Obama?
Obama, they're down on. Obama's not doing a good job. You're looking again at Obama's number of 46%. And at George Bush, these numbers are similar to George Bush, 46%. If you look at the Washington Post numbers,
But we're looking at all the numbers.
No, but I just want to give you this one number from Washington Post. That's only 46%. These are bad numbers, Phil.
All right, I know, and it reflects a dissatisfaction of the American people. The American people, though, have an opinion that he's doing a bad job, right?
Absolutely, that is their opinion.
But what are the specifics? Like, for instance, I got to ask a question. What if the American people were wrong about Barack Obama, or they were wrong about health care, or they were wrong about these different things?
Well, you don't ever ask that question. That is, you don't ever dare ask a question like that. This is the American people. A question like that undermines the Republic. All we're saying is the American people are dissatisfied.
I know they're dissatisfied, but you've been giving me these poll numbers.
Well, this is the raw material of what I do. Look at this number here, the congressional job approval, 24%.
No, I understand, and Obama's got really bad numbers, and Obama's health care plan has got really bad numbers.
But do you know the numbers that they have? Obama's got, on the health care plan, it goes as low as 43%. And let me tell you, that's significant.
All right, Ron, I've heard that.
But it's significant. It's USA Today.
And I've heard you talking about poll numbers. What I want to know is, what's behind that?
What is behind what?
What's behind all these numbers?
You've got, CBS, 46%. I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm asking you, you're giving me the 46%, the 40... What's going on with that? Why?
Why are the American people...
Why are the American people down in the healthcare? Why are they, you know... In other words...
Well, the American people are down on this president.
Why?
Because they have said, 46% said they don't want him to be reelected.
Yes, I know that. But why are they saying that?
Why are they saying that?
Why are they saying that they don't want Obama to be reelected?
All right. We get the answer to that question, Phil, in the polls on health care. Only 30.
I know that they don't like health care, and I know that they don't.
The congressional numbers are down, too.
And I know the congressional numbers are down.
Are you not listening to these poll numbers? I don't understand your question.
I'm listening to your poll numbers, Ron, and I hear all of these numbers. I'm asking you why are, as opposed to what the number is.
They don't like the health care plan, and they don't like the Congress.
But why?
Because if you look at the Congress, see, you don't want me to tell you.
I don't mind you telling me.
Bill, you hear me, but you're not listening to me. Listen to these numbers. Just for a moment.
Ron.
Hold on. Rasmussen reports that the health care numbers, 47% in favor, 53% against. And that's the better news. Now we got 45% from Quinnipiac, 43% from Barris. And these numbers just get worse and worse and worse.
Why are the American people opposed to that health care plan?
Because of Obama's job approval.
Which is at 46%.
Yes.
All right, Ron, we got to take a break.
Well, let's take a break. I'm going to come back and try to go over this with you. I want to go over some numbers.
I got all the numbers that I want to go over with you, man. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner, and he's giving me all the numbers. And I understand about the congressional. What are you looking at, bud?
Well, I just don't think you understand. There are only 46% of...
I know about 46% of people supporting Obama. I want to get beyond the numbers and ask about the whys and the wherefores. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, we're back on the air with Dr. Ron Tarner, and we're talking with Dr. Tarner here about Barack Obama here as we approach this midterm election cycle. as we, and we're in the election cycle, more or less, of the midterm, and the reasons why, you see, Doc?
Well, Phil, there's no, I could tell you that I've, as a scientist, did, I've done my life's work in laboratories and using raw data and raw information. No one's going to explain this to you better. And you ask the question, why, as a scientist, am I getting involved in this? It's because people do need the answers.
When I ask you, why do the people oppose to health care, you're giving me numbers.
Well, I gave you, you asked me the reason.
Yes.
And the reason that people are opposed to health care is, if you look here at the congressional job approval, it's 18%.
I understand. It's 18% congressional job approval.
And so what don't you get about that?
What I don't get about that is, why don't they like the Congress? Why don't they like... You're going to tell me it's because they don't like health care.
Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. I'm a scientist, and I have dealt my entire life with facts and with the raw data, and the facts don't lie. What?
Dr. Tarner, with all due respect, sir, since you've gotten on the air, all you've said to me is 46%, 37%.
No, that's not all I've said to you, Phil. I've said 46% don't want Obama reelected. The other 50% don't.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're going to go to a phone call here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Mark. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Dr. Turner, I believe what you're missing is
Yes. The
reason why we say no. You're giving numbers don't give you a reason why. Reasons why we don't like Mr. Obama. He said one thing,
well,
did another. Let's look at the health care.
Are you in the scientific community? Are you a scientist?
Actually, yes, sir, I am.
All right, then you know what I mean by raw data and empirical information.
But what the gentleman is trying to elicit from you,
right,
are the reasons why we said, because you have yes or no questions. Do you like this? Do you like that? Well, you know, what's your favorability? You're throwing
out exactly
statistical data, but that's not what he's asking. He's not asking
for
the statistical data.
But he asked me, why do people dislike the health care, with all due respect? He said, I said, the Congress's approval rating, and maybe you didn't hear the number, it's 14%.
Heard it.
But wait,
heard
that, it. That's...
I understand your numbers, but what you're not giving, you're not giving the contributing factor to that number. He's looking for those contributing factors. He wants to, it's the questions that are asked. That's what he probably wants to know. What questions
right.
did you ask on health care?
So,
hold on, Phil. Phil, hold on.
I'm
a scientist. This gentleman's a scientist. Let us talk about this. And
okay.
So you're, what field of science are you in, sir?
Medicine.
Oh, you're a doctor. All right. You know that at the end of the day, you're going to give a patient a certain amount of medicine that will offset what you perceive to be mathematically a certain amount of what have you, either virus, bacteria, growth,
right.
What have you. And so when I look at...
Dr. Turner, I have to just ask you...
Excuse me for a minute, Phil. Excuse me. So the growth, the tumor that both you and I agree is Obama, what is feeding that? What's feeding it is the congressional approval rating.
No, sir.
You see?
No, sir.
And that's
no,
where
sir.
That's where I'm unique in the way that I do this.
You're unique, all right. And I don't mean to be a smartass.
Well, that was uncalled for, Phil.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, doctor, but I don't know how that makes you unique.
In the way that I break it down.
Well, this man doesn't understand you. I don't understand you.
That's not necessarily a commentary on me.
Is that supposed
hey,
to mean that we're not,
man.
You know, well, okay, so we're not bright enough, is that it?
Do you hear me say anything?
Are we not bright enough, is that it?
Do you hear me saying anything?
Okay, Mark, thank you so much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Have a very good evening, sir. I thought that was very rude. That man was trying to be.
I wasn't being rude. You asked me a question, are we not smart enough, and I said I'm not saying anything.
Which means we're both not smart enough.
I'm not saying anything.
You're telling me that Obama's health care plan, people don't dig it to the tune of 43%. They don't dig Obama to the tune of 46%, and they don't dig the Congress to the tune of 18%. Now, what does that tell me about why people don't like President Obama?
Did you hear the Washington Post numbers? Or did
I heard every number that you gave me.
No, you didn't hear the Washington Post number. The Washington Post number is 43%. So that isn't 46%, is it?
No, it's not 46%.
That is the kind of raw data. That is like my, I don't know what to say to you, Phil, but I get excited. I get very excited when I see a number like that.
Well, we have to take a break, okay?
You can take your break, Phil, but I don't believe I've been rude at all.
I think you were very rude to that doctor. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner on these numbers and why Obama is not, you know, right now.
Phil Hendry. Popular with the American people.
Spit it out.
Well, I don't call that. You say she's black?
I am paid if you're back on the air.
Yeah, we are back on the air. Dr. Ron Tarner on with me, Phil Hendry, our number 877-876-PHIL. We are talking about the poll numbers that have been released today, having to do with President Obama's job performance as well as the health care, and they don't look good at all. I just wanted to get back to this comment about Fox News having a black anchor.
Yeah, Uma Pamaranju, which I
Uma Pamaranju is a female. News anchor, yeah.
Well, you don't call it black.
I call that black.
I bet you don't think she's black.
She's an Indian. She's of Indian descent, but she doesn't host a show. She's a news anchor.
Well, Phil, Fox News has a very good reputation for the diversity of their hosts. And I don't know how black you want them, and I say that as a joke.
Yeah, how black I want them, huh?
Uma Pamaranju is pretty... She's pretty dark. Now, let me get back to what I was telling you about the numbers. The numbers are everything. The numbers are everything. Uma Pamaranju is nothing. You are nothing. I'm nothing. But the numbers are everything. And when you break the numbers out, you see that Obama is universally reviled in this country for everything that he's done. And this is what I've been trying to get you to understand. Reverence for the numbers is everything.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So that means we don't have to argue. That means we don't have to debate. That means we just, you know, accept the numbers.
We could debate the numbers.
All right, here is Susan in the Tri-Cities in Washington. Go ahead, Susan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Phil, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a female, obviously, an engineer and a soldier, and I have... Mm-hmm. Had it. I don't want to hear about the numbers. I don't want to hear about the polls. I don't want to hear about anything. We want the politicians to know that they work for us. We don't work
right.
for them.
And I agree with you.
Have you ever met a good general?
I have met a good general, yes.
Okay. Have you ever met one? Worked for
yes,
one?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
They put the troops first. They put the people first. They eat last. They are humble. They are statesmen.
Right.
They take care of their first
that's
idea
that's
is the gosh darn country. It's not their pride. It's not their
53.
Politics. It's not their power.
And 62% feel the way you feel. That's what I tried to say.
Why don't you listen to what the lady's saying, though, instead
of
giving me 62%?
Sorry.
Because that's what she's saying means nothing. It's what the number is.
You have
what
got
saying,
to be kidding me. What I am
no,
saying
not. What, of course what you're
nothing.
Saying is important.
Get
yes,
rid of
no,
the
it's important.
Our numbers. Who cares?
It's important, but it boil it. Once you've said it, I'm done with it. Now it's a number. All right, so she said it, so we don't have to talk about it anymore, Phil. And what it is, and this lady here, what's her name?
Susan.
Susan breaks down. She's at 46%. Now, she's at the 48% opposed to Obama.
I don't
well,
care.
What do you mean you don't care what she
numbers.
Says?
But she's got, what she has to say wouldn't interest me if it was water and I was dying of thirst. All I care about it...
You understand that as you talk, people don't understand this. Like that doctor, you're being very rude.
You
I'm
are being...
rude. No, I'm not being rude.
And when you say that Uma Pamaranju is pretty damn dark...
Oh, here we go with political correctness. Now, this lady could relate. You see how politically correct Phil Hendry is? What I was saying was...
You're saying when I asked you, is there a black anchor on Fox, and you said Uma Pamaranju, and I said she's a news reporter, she doesn't host a show, you say, well, she's pretty damn dark.
Well, you going to disagree with that?
I'm going to say it's a very insensitive thing to say.
Anyway, getting back to Susan, who agrees with me about Obama.
Okay, so, sir, I've not heard the whole thing. Who are you?
My name is Dr. Rod Tarter,
okay.
And I am a Tea Party advocate. Well, I'm an astronomer, an astrophysicist, but I'm a Tea Party advocate.
And I work for them, and I am as well.
Yes, there you go. And I'm
okay,
saying
so
that well, you and I agree. You and I agree. We
drop
agree that Obama...
the numbers.
Well, you can't forget the numbers. The numbers are everything. There's nothing but the numbers. There's only the numbers.
No.
You don't matter. I don't matter.
What does that mean? You don't matter.
Exactly
I don't matter.
That's the problem.
Don't we matter?
We matter.
I'm not a number, okay?
When we go to the poll, we matter.
I'm a person. I'm an American.
When are you going to the poll?
I'm a citizen, and I vote. I'm not a number.
Have you been to the poll?
Have I been to the polls?
Yes, ma'am. To the poll, yes.
I don't look at them, and I don't care, because they
mean
nothing.
You don't care about a poll?
They are fabricated by whatever media,
You've never been to a poll.
Who cares? We are not numbers.
Well, this poll is not fabricated.
Wait a minute. If we go to the polls in November, if we go and vote, don't we matter?
Yes, of course we do. But that's a long way off, and until then, what we need to do is shut up and look at these numbers. Let's crunch some data. That's the most important thing to do now.
No.
You can't crunch data until you've got the data. Look, Susan, thank you so much. 877-876-PHIL. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Tarter. Dave?
Yeah.
I don't think Dave's there. Are you there? You need to turn your radio down and go ahead, sir.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to try and answer the question that Dr. Tarter won't answer.
I there's not a question that I won't answer.
Well, the numbers that you're talking about are low for
yes.
Obama. They come from an opinion from the American people.
Absolutely.
The American
Absolutely.
People are slowly coming to terms with who President Obama is. I mean, he had high poll numbers in the beginning because he makes a very nice speech and he looks nice and sounds nice. But the American people are starting to realize who he is. They don't like his policies. They don't like health care.
We know it's 40%. 40% of the
After Scott Brown was elected, he was very contrite, and they said, they said they were not going to push health care through. They were not going to ram it through.
That was 43%, yes.
After about a week went by, all of a sudden they're talking about health care again, and, they're doing all these parliamentary
Why don't you let this man talk without you jumping all this stuff in?
I'd say to the man, he's right, 43%.
Everything he says, you got to put a number on it, though.
You're interrupting me, too.
When Scott Brown was elected, that was an all-time low for Congress, 13%.
Okay, yeah, and
so
what?
What do you mean, so what? That totally dovetails with what? You hear this guy laughing. But let me tell you something about Scott Brown. I don't know if you know this or not, but he voted for Obama's jobs bill. How's that feel?
Those numbers come from
How's that
opinion.
Feel?
They don't come from other numbers.
How does
numbers.
That feel?
All right, let's let the gentleman finish. So, okay, Dave, so you were talking about, Scott Brown, and then what?
It's just cumulative. I mean, people didn't like a lot of... You're going to interrupt me again. I mean, they didn't like
who cares?
His health care. They didn't
right.
like his health care plan. Hello?
You know something, Dr. Tarter? We can play this any way you want to play this, all right? I can put you on hold and hang up on you and let this gentleman talk.
Who cares about the whys and the wherefores?
And so you belch into the phone.
I apologize for that.
Go ahead, sir. Can I finish?
All right. Anyway, I just think Obama said that, they weren't going to ram health care through, and then he turned around and did it anyway with, really dishonest and probably an unconstitutional method, and they put an unconstitutional bill through. I think people are finally starting to realize who he is. And
what was that?
I'm so bored. Do we really...
You know what, Dave, I think
real?
You made a very good
Is this
point.
Guy real?
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to know, are you for real here?
I'm for real in the sense that the scientific community and the medical community of this country stands opposed to this health care plan, which is what I've been trying to say to you, and I've been giving you the numbers. If you don't think that's real, gentlemen, if you don't think that the numbers that I'm giving you are real, then I don't think you understand the nature of politics.
Then what is with
the numbers?
I'm so bored.
I'm listening to this man. If the man believes the numbers are real, who cares what he has to say about it?
The reason why the numbers are what they are is because of the opinion.
Not his.
Well, then whose?
You know, you're going to force me to insult somebody.
Well, please, if it's me, go ahead and insult me.
Never mind.
Okay. Dave, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You know what? When you say that...
Phil, the numbers don't lie.
I know the numbers don't lie, but the numbers are the result of something. They're the result of the American people's opinion.
Yes.
Why do the American people feel that way?
Because I told you, 18% congressional approval rating.
That's not why they feel the way they feel. It's because the congressional rating...
They don't have confidence in the Congress of the United States. That's why Obama can't get anything done. Excuse me, Phil, I'm going to use a word that I never wanted to use. What a dumbass.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much, man. And you happen to be on my show, on my airwaves.
Well, have you come to my observatory?
Yes, I have. I haven't called you a dumbass in it.
You did that one time.
No, I... What are you talking about? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Florence in San Diego. Florence, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, Phil, I think that you're being very kind to this gentleman.
I'm trying.
I actually believe that he is rude, and he may be a scientist, but I think he's suffering from dementia.
Ma'am, I could assure you that I have all of my barbels. I am board certified. I'm on the astronomical board.
You know, it
board
doesn't matter.
At the
you
Smithsonian.
Can't answer one question.
What question do you want me to answer? I've given you the raw data.
No, all you've given
is... Oh, the raw data.
All you've given is numbers. You've not given an answer. You've been rude to the host of the show. You've been rude to everybody that's on there. This is the first radio show I've ever called, and as far as I'm concerned... Phil Hendry is wasting
I'm sorry. Your time. This is your experience, Florence.
Well, Phil Hendry's wasting your time. I agree with that. I'm not.
No. By having
I've
you
got,
on the show.
I have.
By
I,
having you
no,
on the show. In fact, sir,
excuse me, that's not
I'm
what
going
you said.
To
that's
turn
not,
my radio off.
You said that Phil Hendry was wasting
you
your time.
Anymore.
So you don't want anything wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Excuse me?
You don't want it wrong.
What does that mean?
The data that I have.
It
the
means
data
nothing.
That I have.
It means absolutely nothing, and what you're saying makes absolutely no sense. You cannot answer a question when it's given to you.
Ask me a question.
And I am going to turn my radio off of the Phil Hendry Show
because you're frightened of me.
No, I'm
you're
sick
frightened of
listening.
You're, sure?
You're not saying
you're frightened
anything
of the
that
truth?
Makes any sense.
Well, ma'am, I believe you're frightened of the truth. I agree with you. I agree. I'm a Tea Party person. But I want you to have it raw.
Well, that's really sad.
Would you stop with the raw? Would you stop with the raw already? You've got the numbers. We've heard the numbers. Why don't you answer a simple question, okay? Without the numbers.
Well, okay, so why don't you grow hair on your head, Phil?
What does that mean?
You're asking me to be something that I'm not.
Oh, okay. I'm asking you to be sensible?
Huh?
Well, I'm
what is
sorry
that supposed
he
to be?
Claims to be part of the Tea Party.
I very much.
Well,
ask me a question, Florence, and I will try my very best to answer the question without using the raw data. Which is, you laugh, but I'm a scientist. And so
I know is the raw data.
That's right. Florence, ask me a question, anything you want.
What makes it that way?
What is she talking about, my genitals?
Okay, that's it. That's it. I apologize. I'm very sorry, Florence. I hung up on him. All I can tell you is he is a scientist, but I think this is the hour's late. You know what I mean?
Well,
what do you
mentally,
want?
I apologize. I didn't know what she was talking about.
get him out of here. Yeah, you're right. Dementia, you hit the nail on the head there, Florence. Thanks
he's
very
mentally,
much. Thank you for your
mentally,
call.
Yeah, he's mentally unbalanced.
Yeah.
And
well, that's not the same as dementia.
Will you hang up on him, please? All right. Thanks very much, Florence. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Appreciate your call, ma'am. And Dr. Tarner, you are something else, man.
Really, she said it's unbalanced.
What have you got to do with this? Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL. Back with the stories we couldn't get to right after this.
I thought she was talking about my genitals.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Before we get to the stories we couldn't get to, one final shot here at KMBZ in Kansas City. Do you know that there are some, 340 radio and TV stations of the state of Missouri who wrote a letter to the Attorney General of the state of Missouri to say, you know, we don't want to run this guy's ad. Can you tell us exactly what we can do to get around running this ad? This Glenn Miller, this guy has got an ad about the coons and the Jews, and you've heard him. This scumbag.
It's not the liberals or conservatives, and it's not the Republicans or Democrats. It's the Jews, stupid.
There you go. Or,
hey, white man, 100 million more dark aliens are coming to America. Google the next 100 million for proof. In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign mongrels are on the way. But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television.
Now, KMBZ in Kansas City felt that they had to play that ad. They felt they were legally constrained. They must play that ad. And there's 340 broadcasters who in the state of Missouri said, no, we're not going to play that ad, and we're going to go to the Attorney General to find out whether we have to or not. And KMBZ was so embarrassed because they haven't got the guts that God gave a freaking hedgehog that they came up with some cheap way to save face. I think they donated the money they were paid for running the spots to the B'nai B'rith or some jive ass. Why don't you guys find something else to do for a living, okay? And this stupid bastard, this Miller, I mean, you telling me that everything is just copacetic in America and there ain't no racial component when we got this crap on the air? Coons? KMBZ? I mean, I bet you they fired more people for even approaching that word than probably any other radio station in the history of man on this planet. But because of the changing tenor of the times and because these cats seem to be viable candidates, they're going to play the ad with coon and Jew and whitey and dark masses and everything else in there because they feel legally they must. What a bunch of chicken crap broadcasters. You guys don't even deserve to be called broadcasters. I don't know what you deserve to be called. You don't deserve to have a radio license. You don't deserve to be anywhere within 500 miles of a microphone. Chump change, man. That's what you are. You guys are typical of these heritage stations that I've worked at. These longtime heritage stations, nothing but gutless wonders running every last one of them. All these guys pining away for a George Peabody Award. Well, like that means something.
Who, Mr. Peabody?
Yeah, the Mr. Peabody Award. Get out of here, will you? The Mr. Peabody.
What's the matter, man?
I'm not even in the mood to do this. I guess I'm going to have to. Here are the stories we can get to on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget, next week we will be honored with a Mr. Peabody Award for the great stuff we've done on the air. Anyway, in Bulgaria, anyone who plays Farmville knows it is critical to harvest your crops on time. Farmville is something they do on Facebook. But maybe it's not as important as administering the second-largest city in Bulgaria. Dimitar Karen was voted off of a committee assigned by the Plovdiv City Council for his inability to stop tending his virtual crops on a Facebook game during meetings. Karen was not alone in his obsession among council members. Council Chairman Ilko Ilev had previously warned several of them that the new wireless network and laptops provided to all 51 council members were not to be used for playing games on social media sites during budget meetings. What a bunch of losers, man. That reminds me of that Star Trek that I saw where they had that game and everybody was like goofy and...
Yeah.
Oh, you think that I'm...
I think so.
Let's see. Unpaid Spanish air hostesses strip and protest. Flight attendants owed up to 9 months' wages by a grounded Spanish airline have posed nude for a calendar to draw attention to their plight. One of the cabin crew turned model set on Wednesday. Did you guys get paid? I bet you got paid more for those calendars than you did for like all 20 years you were, 30 years, or maybe 50 years in some of your cases that you were flying. The calendars, numerous excerpts of which appeared in the Spanish media, show the Air Comet attendants, all female, posing provocatively in and outside airline cabins, and in one case, on top of a jet turbine. Woohoo! Burger King employees spit on cops' burger DNA shows. Dateline Vancouver, Washington, which is where we are heard. On one of our local affiliates, a Clark County law officer... What did I say? A Clark County loin officer? A Clark County law officer... may ultimately have it his way if he wins a lawsuit against Burger King over a spitball burger. Clark County Sheriff's Deputy Edward Bliesma says a DNA test confirms that Gary Herb, a former employee, spit in a burger in March 2009. Bliesma said he suspected foul play when Herb handed over the burger. Herb's behavior prompted the deputy to unwrap the burger, remove the meat from the bun bottom, where he discovered a loogie filled with milky phlegm. Oh, God!
That's tasty!
And look at that, Burger King's going to have to pay out, man. Now, that's a lawsuit I like. World-famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rance. Technical director is Ralph Rodriguez. Until tomorrow, this morning, or later on tomorrow night, a very pleasant good morning from
El Pacifico.
Phil Henry.